The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 13, verse 14 to 23. Allow me to read. From Perga, they went into Pisidia and Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue rulers sent word to them, "Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak." Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, "Men of Israel and you Gentiles who worship the God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, he led them out of the country. He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert. He overthrew seven nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David the king. He testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do my everything I want him to do.' From this man's descendant, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. Amen." Deacon Yun Byung Han, who is working for our church as administrative manager from the beginning of this year, served the church as Yanghwajin maintenance manager until the end of last year. Deacon started to serve as Yanghwajin maintenance manager from October 2006 and had been in full charge of managing not only church facilities but also the whole Yanghwajin cemetery. For the past 3 years, whether it was spring or fall, every corner of Yanghwajin wasn't taken care of without his touch. That Deacon Yun contributed a heart-touching article in the fall issue of Fountain Rock issued by Korea Women Christian Club. So with the permission of Deacon Yun, I would like to read a part of his article to you. As I enter the main gate of Yanghwajin, the first thing encountered is Azalea, which means the first love. Looking up a little, there's a hill with the field of snake's beard with a meaning of humility unfolds like a beautiful painting. The small bed of fan iris of good news right up on the hillside welcomes the visitors, swaying with breeze. Remembering the first love for the humble Lord who abandoned the highest seat in heaven, came to us and sent the good news in person, I walked toward the hill with my Lord. By the moments that I became a short of breath, I reached finally the entrance of Yanghwajin Cemetery for foreign missionaries, a ground where the missionaries spread the light of gospel to Korea and were buried. On my way to enter the cemetery, I give a look to the right side of the road and see the shining smile of golden Va of fresh feeling. Yanghwajin, a little Jesus house in the heart of city. Hundreds of souls visit the place every day, listen to the Lord's voice, regain strength, restore the spirits of forgotten call of Jesus, and return to home. While I work as gardener and breathe in and out with all these flowers, the Lord tells me stories of this and that kinds through the creatures made by himself in a tender whisper and sometimes in soul-thrilling voice. I would like to put some of his whisper into words as follows. I am reading, sitting on the grave as usual. A living man is plucking out living weeds grown out on the grave of a dead man. I weed to save the lawn. However, every time I see weeds, I always find myself trapped between two confronting ideas. What I chose is the lawn, not the weeds. So I remove weeds after weeds, which grow endlessly. While I keep waiting, I come to hear the continuous resisting voice of the reeds. Why am I weeds to you? There's no particular reason for God to choose Israel and Abraham, except that God just chose them. Every time I see the reeds, the other thought occurred in my mind is whether I am entitled to read even just a bead as the one who cannot create nor grow any of them. I feel helpless and then confused as I think that I can easily kill living things but cannot do anything to bring the dead back to life. Once such thought comes across my mind, I cannot but to stop reading and be lost in thoughts. Because I am terrified and scared to kill with my hands the living things created by God in person. In fact, like the Midas touch, everything touched by man mostly die, and few of them is back to life. In spite of this, I summon up my courage and continue reading. As we are chosen by God, we chose the lawn, not the weeds. As I reach this thought, I become deeply grateful to be the chosen people of God and can't help but to be emotional. Weeds have a strong life. Even if people don't take care of them, they grow up so fast and quickly spread around. If we just let weeds be as they are, the whole cemetery will be covered with weeds soon. On the contrary, lawn is weak and it's picky. It can't grow in shadow, and its life can be easily pressured by weeds in neighbor. Moreover, it needs continuous care with man's touches of hands and feet. If we value weeds and lawn by convenience, we would choose weeds, not lawn. But we work hard and sweat to weed the lawn in the cemetery. We invest labor, time, and money to maintain the weak lawn. The reason that we do so, as pointed by Deacon Yun, we chose lawn, not weeds. For we chose the lawn, we do not spare expense, hard works, and caring mind to be fully responsible for the choice that we made. Our relationship with God is like this. The Paul's group took the boat from the Cyprus island and visited Perga. Perga was the largest and the most important city in Pamphylia region. However, Paul, who tried hard to visit Perga, passed the city, climbed over Taurus, the toughest and the dangerous mountain, risking his life, and finally entered Antioch, Pisidia. We reviewed in the last sermon, Paul said in chapter 4, verse 13 of Galatians, that the reason was the weakness of his body. Upon arrival in Perga, he came down with local disease unexpectedly. Therefore, he had no choice but to pass Perga and went to Antioch, Pisidia, in highlands of the complete opposite conditions to Perga. And today's text, verse 14, shows what Paul did there. By going on from Perga, they arrived in Pisidian Antioch, and on the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue and sat down. Paul, infected with local disease, did not go to a nursery right after he arrived in Antioch Pisidia. He did not focus on his health recovery without seeing anyone at the place that he stayed. As soon as Paul and Barnabas arrived in Antioch Pisidia, the Sabbath came, and the sick Paul moved his weak body and visited synagogue. The verse 15 says, after the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them, saying, Brother, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it. In order to understand correctly the backgrounds of this verse, we need to know first the procedure of synagogue service and synagogue structure. Each synagogue had a ruler who managed synagogue, and the rulers had an authority and obligation to choose reader of the Bible and preacher. In other words, the ones chosen by the synagogue ruler read Bible, and then one of the participants in the synagogue service was selected by ruler to preach the lessons of the laws on that day. And inside synagogue, the seats are divided into the high ones for rabbis and the general ones for the public. Paul was a law scholar as the disciple of Gamaliel, the highest law teacher of Judaism, and Barnabas was an Orthodox Levite. Both were qualified to be seated in the high ones. Therefore, after reading the Bible, the synagogue rulers asked Paul and Barnabas, strangers sitting in the highest seats, to preach sermon. Look at the verse 16. Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. Paul first stood up. According to the Jewish custom, the ones to teach law speak being seated. But Paul stood up and first he motioned with his hand to the congregation and asked them to pay attention to his words. Motioning with his hand means that Paul asked with hand the congregation to be quiet and in order. From this, we can guess that when Paul stood up, the people talked noisily. At the time, to choose the preacher was the authority of the synagogue rulers, and the rulers treated with respect the visiting rabbis from other regions. Therefore, there was no need for the people in the synagogue to make a bustle because Paul was selected as the preacher of that day. In spite of that, the congregation who saw Paul made a noise, and we can assume easily the reason why. It was the time without TV or newspapers or pictures. Therefore, the congregation could not make a noise because they ever notified Paul as in Paul, the betrayer of Judaism. Therefore, there must be only one reason remained. Didn't Paul testify his reason to go to Antioch, Pisidia, in chapter 4, verse 13 of Galatians? But you know that it was because of a bodily illness that I preached the gospel to you the first time? Paul was so sick that anyone could tell he was seriously ill at a glance. Synagogue rulers sent a messenger to Paul and Barnabas and asked them to preach. They naturally expected Barnabas to speak. However, unexpectedly, Paul, who looked terrible in his sickness, stood up, and this surprised the congregation. So after making them quiet with hand, Paul, in sickening body, opened his mouth and started to preach. His sermon on that particular day was important because it was the first full text of his sermon written in the Acts. It was the time after 17 years passed at least from the day that Paul was called by the Lord on his way to Damascus. For the 17 years, he delivered gospel in Damascus and Jerusalem, co-ministered Antioch Church for a year, and just arrived from his evangelical trips to Salamis of Island Cyprus and Paphos. This means that before the episode in today's scripture, Paul used to preach countless times. However, the act remained silent to all the sermons of Paul. On the contrary, his sermon in the synagogue of Antioch Pisidia was recorded in full text. And remained forever because the sermon is that much significant. The first sentence of his particularly important sermon begins as follows. The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers. The subject in this first sentence of the first sermon of Paul shown in the Acts was God. The first verb that Paul used about God was chose. He said that God chose the people of Israel. Why did the Israel people become the chosen ones? Why did God work through the people of Israel? Why did Jesus Christ, God Himself, come into the history of Israel as an Israelite? It is because God chose the people of Israel as His chosen ones. Why did God choose the Israel people out of so many countries? Was it because they were the best and the strongest? It was rather the opposite. God declares through chapter 7, verse 7 of Deuteronomy that the reason He chose the Israel people was because they were the smallest. The Israel people were the weakest and the graceless. Then why did God choose those unattractive and small people as His chosen ones? There's no reason for it. It was just the will of God. It was just the love of God.
그들을 선택하신 하나님께서 선택하신 뒤에는
Did God let the chosen Israel people be after choosing them?
17절 하반절에서 19절을 보시겠습니다.
No, he did not. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt with mighty power. He led them out of the country. He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert. He overthrew seven nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. Look carefully at the verse Paul used regarding God. God made Israelites prosper. His mighty power led them out of Egypt. He endured their conduct in the desert. And he gave them Canaan as their inheritance. God overthrew seven nations in Canaan just for them. Why did God make Israelites prosper, lead them out, endure their conduct, give them inheritance, and get rid of those who are in their way? There's only one reason. God chose them as his people. Since he chose them, he took full responsibility for them. As if we chose grasses for Yanghwajin Cemetery, we lavish our time, materials, and efforts to keep fragile grasses alive and healthy. We got rid of weeds that kill grasses. All is the same story. But the preacher in today's scripture was Paul. Accordingly, it is also his own testimony of faith. God made Paul prosper as his child. He led him out of Tarsus to Antioch and used him the channel of his love and life. God endured Paul's misconduct and flaws. He gave him a precious job as an apostle. In Damascus, Jerusalem, God deterred Jews from trying to kill Paul. Why did God make Paul prosper, lead out, endure, give, and frustrated those who tried to harm him? Yes, there was only one reason. God chose Paul. God chose Paul, so he prospered, laid out, endured, gave, and frustrated those who are trying to harm him. By doing so, he fulfilled his responsibility. More than anyone else, Paul knew about it thoroughly. Therefore, Paul first used the verb for his first sermon as he testified on God in Acts was chose.
천지를 창조하신 하나님 간의 관계가 비로소 시작될 수 있었기 때문입니다. 버가에서 뜻하지 않게 풍토병에 걸린 바울이
As soon as he arrived in Perga in Cyprus, Paul should have returned to his hometown Tarsus for his health endangered because of an epidemic disease.
고향 다소가 속해 있는 길리기아는 버가가 속해
Cilicia was the province where Tarsus was located and right next to Pamphylia where Perga was included. He could go to Tarsus very easily by ship. When you're sick, you want to be with your family, aren't you?
그러므로 바울은 버가에서 편안하게 배를 타고
Paul, who suffered from an epidemic disease, had every reason to return to his hometown where his family lived and take care of himself. But Paul braved the Tarsus mountain on foot and finally arrived at Pisidian Antioch, 200 kilometers away from Perga. As soon as he arrived, he looked for a synagogue and preached for the Sabbath there.
이상과 같은 사실은 바울이
Now we realize that Paul went to Pisidian Antioch, which has totally different environment from Perga, where he contracted the disease. Not because he wanted to take care of himself, but because he could preach God's words and love right there, even under his sick conditions. To Paul, being used as God's instrument is more important than taking care of his sick body.
그렇다면 이 바울의 모습을 우리 머리
Then let's imagine what Paul did.
버가에서 뜻하지 않게
Paul, who contracted an epidemic disease in Perga, went over rough Tarsus mountain by foot and went into Pisidian Antioch.
하루만에 갈 수 있는 거리가 아니었어.
It was not one day walk distance at all.
몇 킬로미터에 달하는
It would take at least more than a week to walk 200 kilometer distance for sick people. During the period of time, it must be that Paul couldn't eat well and couldn't sleep well either. It was probably that he was much weaker when he arrived at Pisidian Antioch than when he departed Perga. He didn't have any chance to take a rest in Pisidian Antioch. Since it was a Sabbath, when he arrived, he went into a synagogue and he preached God's words. When he stood up to preach at the request of synagogue rulers, people in the synagogue were surprised by his sick face and bustled. However, Paul did not hesitate to be used as the channel of God's love and life. It was because God chose him and took all the responsibility for him. We chose grass on Yanghuajin. And lavish our time and money in getting rid of weeds to protect weak and fragile grass. So the grass responds as it is with its identification. It doesn't ask us to plant it on the garden of the rich, doesn't complain about its being in the cemetery. It stays as grass with proper smell and shape in all weathers. We will continue to lavish all our efforts to protect grass on this cemetery. Paul also did his best to keep proper color, smell, shape, and identity as a Christian, with even his sick body. It was not strange at all that God led Paul's whole sermon to be included in the Bible. And it took Paul to be a great apostle and used him as the channel to renew the history of this world. Looking back, the story in today's scripture is our story, isn't it? How can we be here as Christians as we are? God chose us who are mere and flaw-ridden in Jesus Christ. God chose us, let us prosper as His children, led us to the way of Christ, endure all our efforts, all our flaws, blessed us and protected us from evil. It was not because we deserve it. Not at all. Then why did He do that? There's no reason. That was God's will and His love for us. Therefore, it is very clear for us what to do. Like grass on Yanghwajin Cemetery, like Paul in today's scripture, we have to keep our identity as Christians chosen by God anywhere, anytime. Let us not try to change the conditions given to us and do our best to be equipped with proper color, smell, shape, and identity as true Christians. Then, our lives will become act for this age. And as I told you last week, consequently, will become Galatians, the Magna Carta of freedom. All this explains why God is our hope under any desperating circumstances. We can hope without harming our freedom because the Lord, the Creator, heaven and earth, chose us. Let us pray. We're no better than mere ugly sinners who can't show off anything at all before Holy God. Nevertheless, God chose us. He made us prosper as His children. He led us to the way of the truth and the light. He endured what we did. He gave us His eternal kingdom as our inheritance. He defeated all the evil that was trying to destroy us. He sacrificed His Son, His only Son, on the cross to save us. However, we have lived our lives no better than grasses on Yanghuajin Cemetery. The grasses we chose respond right to us as they keep their proper color, smell, shape, and identity as grasses. Now, we repent that we fail to keep our identity as chosen Christians. Please forgive us with your mercy. Please help us to live like Paul, who devoted himself to becoming a God's instrument in Pisidia Antioch, where he could be the channel of His love and life, even though he was sick without taking care of himself. Please let us not be foolish to change the conditions given to us, and let us do our best to keep our color, smell, shape, and identity as Christians. Let our lives be the Magna Carta of hope that liberates many people in despair with the love and life of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.